Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Alana Kay coming to you from with the Violet Phoenix, coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii. And I gotta apologize tonight. I need to be really fresh to do my show, and I'm doing okay, but I had to deal with a broken refrigerator. I'm feeling kind of exhausted. So hopefully we'll have some lively conversation. And I have 3 calls on the board. I can handle usually 6 callers during a half-hour show. And what we're doing is we're trying to help you raise your vibration. I hope you've read the show description, and my books are on there, my website, and also my contact information, my email. And I do private readings. I can do them on the phone, but I like to do this show just as kind of like my offering to humanity, because I know that people really need guidance right now in getting on track, and it's all about learning how to live in the moment and shed the past and move into a new life. And so I help you with that, and I help you differentiate what, you know, like when you're making your choices. So hopefully if you've worked through a few things yourself and you're just kind of at a fork in the road, and I can help you with some decisions. And I take the calls in the order that they come in. And I'm going to go to the 330 area code. Takes a second for your call to connect. Hi, what can we work on this evening?
Hi, good evening. My name is Leslie from Manhattan, Kansas.
Oh, and wow. I never heard of that. Cool.
Yeah, here on the mainland. And I'd like to ask about my job prospects, about returning to working in a full-time position at a college or university, working with undergraduate students. Do you see that happening in the next few weeks?
I'm going to help you with what I do is I read your higher self, and I check in with your higher self to see if that's your, so it's like not really predicting the future, but it's like trying to align with that. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you get the difference? It's like, the first thing I'm getting is that we have to move in a different direction with this conversation that might come back around to this, but what I need to help you align with your soul, with your heart. And so what is your main motivation for wanting this? Can I ask you what's your main reason for wanting the position that you're talking about?
I have a heart.
Do you know
and
what
passion
it is?
It's my heart and passion working with students.
You like working with students. So are you concerned about money at this time? Are you concerned about money? Like, does it bother you? Does it nag you? Do you think about money a lot right now?
Yes, I do, especially in this pandemic.
Yeah, so that was what I was picking up, and that's why I asked you that question. And I wondered if you were going to tune in to what I'm picking up in your energy is that the most important thing on your mind is money. And the problem with that is that everything is connected, and most people are worried about money right now, and they're worried about the future. So in order for you to really follow your heart, you'd have to work on dropping deeper into your feeling center instead of your mental processing, and then I can help you with that. But just remember that you really do have to let your heart lead you. And I am very practiced in differentiating between the two. When I talk to somebody, I've been doing professional reading since the early 90s, and I just got to tell you, you're more mentally focused right now. So I want to help you. We're going to move to your heart center, to your soul, with this question about what you would be doing for a living. I'm almost getting, I'm kind of feeling like, is there any way that you can, what I'm picking up from your soul is that the environment you're looking at, even though it's an opportunity to do, and logically it seems that that would be, well, that's money, well, that's doing things that I love, that it's too structured an environment for you to be able to express yourself completely. Is there a situation that you can think of, or you can, like, you feel inside, and maybe you don't believe it's possible, but is there something inside of you that you feel would be a way of expressing the same thing, but in a different situation, a different setting? Do you know of anything offhand?
I think showing my human side to the students. In my previous positions, I felt I was a little too strong, but I want to be more human the next time around.
Yeah. So that makes sense. That was actually a perfect response for you to realize that about yourself, because when you're in a real structured setting, a lot of times you can't be fully yourself. So can you think of a setting where you would be able to be more of yourself that maybe you're aware of, but maybe you just thought it wasn't possible?
Yeah, my last higher education position here in Kansas, where I wasn't human enough.
Mm-hmm. Meaning they didn't think that you were warm and you weren't warm enough. You mean when you say human, I kind of think you mean like warm. You know, that people
correct.
Can connect with you. You connect with people. So are you saying that somebody told you that? You said you weren't human enough. Are you saying that somebody told you that you weren't warm enough?
Yeah, and there's also the fit.
And also, what was that?
The fit of my last position.
The fit. Yeah. Well, there's always a fit for everybody, and that's what I try to help guide them to. Like, I try to help people to stop knocking on the doors that aren't going to open, and like to find the open door. Because especially if you're concerned about, you know, you don't have $10,000 in the bank, you do have to align with, you know, where's the open door. And the thing about the way the energy works is that the power is in aligning with what your soul desires or where your soul is trying to guide you. So I was just trying to kind of coach you into connecting with that. So that's why I was saying, do you know where you feel like you really would be able to be yourself?
I really want to be myself.
You want to be yourself. So what is it you work with young people in undergraduate? You said, are you an instructor or a lecturer or do you have a master's degree in something?
You have a master's degree in higher education administration, and I'm usually advising and coaching students.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me see if something comes to me. Trying to move to the center. I have one more call on the switchboard. I figure I can spend more time with you guys if I have less calls. So 510 area code, please hang in there. We'll get to you. I want to really get into this because I'm trying to just bring you down to connect with your soul, and then I got to connect with it also. okay, I see what you got. You got a degree and you got to connect with. So you're very comfortable with mentoring. I really honestly think, is there an avenue for you to do self-employment with regard to what you have expertise in?
Don't think there's a self-employment or consulting, but I have to come up with a business plan and capital.
You wouldn't necessarily, because what happens is when your soul is trying to guide you there, when you align with your soul, and this is for everybody to hear, when we align with the goals of our soul, the whole universe joins us. So all you have to do is align with that, which is what I help people with. I can't help people with anything but that. That's what I do the show for. I'm a spiritual life counselor, spiritual, you know, life coach. So it's to help you. Your spirit is your soul. And if you align with what your soul wants, the whole universe comes in to help you. If we want to not do what our soul wants, because that could be any different thing you can imagine, then you're on your own. But if you want the universe to support you and give you everything you need to align with your soul. So I have a feeling that this might be the first time you've heard all of this stuff, but I still wanted to tell you, and I really appreciate you calling into the show because a lot of people can learn from listening to other people's calls. But what I really feel is that you have to find the venue or the, the platform to do, what you feel passionate about, what you know well, what you're educated for, and there's really a need for it. But all you have to do is ask your soul, ask, do you talk to Christ, ask the universe, whatever word like comes to you, and say, would you please guide me to where I should be? And once we ask, we'll be led. It's just that if we're too insistent on one thing, it's kind of like banging our head on the wall. So you want to just ask and then see if something starts to formulate. Either you start to get ideas, and please believe that if you touch on where your soul is trying to guide you, all of the means will come together for you, whether it's money or whether it's what. You don't want to put the cart before the horse. You first have to open that door, and it creates the energy floodgate for all of the stuff to come through. And I would love to hear if something came through, you know, if you call back next. I usually do my show on Thursday, but I have to do something else tomorrow, so I decided to do it tonight. So I'd love to hear how that pans out for you, but I'm getting that your soul is probably not going to, and you'd be kind of, you'd be frustrated in the circumstance that you're looking at right now, even if you did get in there. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, because it's also the frustration and disappointment that every time I interview, it was the first interview or second interview, I don't get an offer because they go with people more experience, and I also have to deal with the employment gaps.
Yeah, and the thing is that there's a place for everybody. There's always an open door. This is what I want everybody to know, and I'm including you before I cut you loose. There's always an open door. That's a matter of you have to find the open door. And whenever we keep replaying in our mind the issues of the closed doors, that holds us in a holding pattern. So you get what I'm saying when I say that? That if you, every time you think of it, because law of attraction is always operating, so everything we think occurs. So what you want to think is, what you'd rather think would be, there is an open door for me. There is a place for me. There is a way for me. Spirit, please show me, you know, instead of saying what's going wrong. That's really important. In the heightened energy on the planet, things manifest quickly. So you want to talk about what you want, not what you don't want. Okay, so I'm going to cut you loose on that. I'd like to see how it goes, and if you need to hear this again, you can listen to the archive of the show, and please click on follow because you'll get notified every time I have a show. Okay, I appreciate your call and your bravery for sharing your story. Okay, aloha.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I am using all the calls as an, because I know how much people need to know, so I'm using them all as opportunities to help everybody because people listen to the archives of my show. Okay, so I'm going to the 510 area code. Hi, what can we work on this evening?
Hi, I just wanted to connect with my higher self. I want to know what is my calling and what is the initials of the person that I'm supposed to marry or have a long time relationship with?
Let's tune into what your special gifts and offerings are. Are you on a speaker or anything?
No.
You sound a little muffled, and it's
okay,
important for me to hear.
I'm on my headphones.
Okay.
I'm on my headphones. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, because I need to hear your voice. Yeah, that's how I tune into your soul is through your voice. So I'm going to probably talk to you a little bit so I can tune in to your energy,
okay,
your particular energy. Are you comfortable with the Christ vibration with Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because that's what I'm picking up in your voice.
okay.
So that's the first thing
Thank
I pick
you.
Up. Because everybody has their own perspective, and And
right.
Spirit has told me that I'm here to help the people that need guidance from the Christ perspective. And I can do
yeah.
anything. I mean, I can talk to anybody, but I just sometimes when that's comes up, then. Okay, so the first thing I get
okay.
is you probably have a higher calling than you realize. Do you have any
oh,
idea what you
okay.
think your high calling is, but you've doubted it?
I don't know what it is.
You're a positive person, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the first thing I get, I just give it to you in the order that Spirit gives it to me. The first thing I get is, I don't know if you realize that you bring a lot to the table with regard to your heart and your positivity, and people feel that when you're around. And
okay.
what I'm getting for you right behind that is to be careful in nurture in the relationships that you have, to realize that it drags you down and it prevents you from being on your path if you're around people that are too much of a dead weight to you.
Okay.
Because there's people who lean on you. They depend on you. But they may not even know that, and they may not even tell you that.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, Spirit is saying that you should be aware of that so that you don't allow yourself to be weighed down, that when you get around certain people or certain places and it makes you tired, if you have to be around those people or places, then what you need, if you feel that you have to, then what you need to do, and you need to do this anyway, is learn how to
mm-hmm.
protect your energy field and clear your energy field. And I can guide you a little bit on that, and that would be useful for other people to hear.
I do sea salt baths and a sage.
Yeah. Well, the salt is good. In these days, I frankly don't think that sage is strong enough.
Because I use the white sage.
Yeah. Well, if you feel that it works, that's great. But when you, like, let's say you're going to head out of the house and you're going to a public event or family or there's people, and and that's something that you know drains you. So what you want to do is, this is challenging, and I hope you'll understand what I'm saying, and I've had to do this myself, is what
okay.
you learn to do, and it takes practice, is you have to stay within with your consciousness. So let's say you're feeling good, and that's coming from within
mm-hmm.
you. And then when you head out of the house or head out to be with people, now your consciousness starts to shift to the outside because you're looking at other people. You're in a different environment.
People, yeah, you're reflecting.
Yeah. And then so what's happening is you're taking your energy and you're removing it and you're putting it outward, and then you get drained. So what you want to practice doing is staying within. You got to pay attention to your breath. And it takes practice.
Yeah.
See, I used to smoke,
do like a meditative breathing while you're outside.
Yeah.
Trying to stay centered.
Yeah. Even. Yes. Yes.
And it's kind of
while
hard
you're
because
out there.
You absorb everybody else's energies and thoughts, so you're trying to keep your thoughts
right.
positive while you outside absorbing everybody else's. I understand that. Yeah, that is
yeah.
difficult to try to maintain every day.
Right. and you know, when I've been working on that for a long time, and then last year it even got worse with everybody all freaked out about COVID-19. It really hit me hard.
I need to tell my agents to stay listening. Like, please help me. It's eclipse. Help.
And what, yeah, there's that, and there's also learning to pay,
to
pay attention only.
Retrograde, we're supposed to be going through. Like, come on.
what I do, and I just had to remember again, is what I do is I get
right.
I not only pay attention to my breath, but I get an image of Christ in my, like,
right.
subconscious.
It meditates. Because I just go through
and then
me,
I look
meditate.
At... Yeah, and then stay with Christ, like, in front of you, like, in your mind's
right.
eye. And then that mm-hmm. way your focus is on that energy, the Christ energy, instead of, which is a high energy, instead of the low energies, because
mm-hmm.
we always get what we focus on.
Mm-hmm.
We pick up whatever energy we focus on. And then once again, and then don't allow people to engage you in any negative conversation.
Right.
That's
I move away from
also.
All that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I move away from that. I just go home. I ain't got time.
Yeah, I know. Good. Okay. So that is your number one task right now. This, you know, because I asked, you know, I listened to your soul, and that's what came up. So that's your number one task, and you're
okay.
already working on it. And when you get strong
yeah.
at that, then you will be led, because
okay.
Christ always makes sure that you're ready when he's leading you through something. He'll make sure you're ready
okay.
before he puts you in your calling. So once
okay.
you get really good at that, your calling is going to start coming to you, and I'm actually getting, there's different ways that people, do you like teaching? Like teaching what you know, teaching? Cause
oh,
I,
my life, like my life perspective.
Maybe that's it, because I was thinking maybe you're going to be teaching spiritual stuff. Because I'm not seeing
like
a school teacher.
Oh, school teacher.
I'm not seeing like a school teacher. I'm not seeing school teacher kind
oh,
of teaching.
Oh, not like that.
I just mean.
Oh, you like it
yeah, no.
in a different form of teaching.
Yeah, because not everybody, I mean, some people use their spiritual energy to do beautiful artwork. It doesn't mean that you wouldn't do artwork, but I'm just saying, like, what is your
like
primary
writing,
offering?
But I like writing poetry. I get led to write.
Yeah.
Someone pulls me and I'll do like an automated writing on poetry. I don't know why. I
Ooh.
Just start writing it down. And then I
cool.
read it. And then after I read it and I post it on Instagram, a lot of people, I get
yeah.
a lot of likes for that. Because it's like a hidden wrote, it's hidden word, hidden spoken word.
Yes. No, I know what you mean. It's like
that's,
it's beautiful
yeah.
words and
it's
a message.
It's in a spiritual form, though. That's how I write it.
Right. I get it. Oh, I'd love to see your link. Send me a. I think I'm on Instagram. Yeah. See if you can find me on Instagram. I don't go on there very
okay.
often. But that would be fun.
Okay,
I'd love to see your work.
I'll see you my poetry. Okay, Alana.
Yeah, I want to see
okay.
that. Plus, my email address is
Alana
on the show
K.
description. Because I've
okay,
had, I do all kinds of stuff. I love it. My books, I've done some poetry, too. I see, that's what I live for, too, is to help people get empowered in what their gifts are. Yeah, so that's
yeah.
how you come through as a spiritual teacher. So what that means is your soul
oh.
came and said, I'm going to teach this. And that's how you do it. And I'm also getting that it could evolve from there. But that's where you're going. That's where you're headed.
Oh, okay.
So I would just keep doing that and keep letting it blossom. And like
okay.
I said, keep working on the energy thing. Work with Christ and keep
okay.
him before you, around you, with you at all times. I forgot for 2 days. I was busy doing stuff and I go, why am I so tired? And then I go, oh, because I'm connected with all these people, great people, but, you know, it's a drain on the energy. So I go, oh, yeah, I got to reconnect with Christ. And I see him before me, and then I focus on that, and then my energy and clarity comes back. So, yeah, use that better than sage. Christ energy is way better. White light around you, white light, even out, send it out before you. Send your breath
yeah,
and white
always,
light and Christ out before you.
Myself from, I always protect myself in white light every time I pray. So
that's
yeah.
it right there. Yeah, beautiful. So that's where you're headed. Let
yeah.
it unfold, and I'd love to see how the journey unfolds. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Well,
thanks
for calling. Okay. Aloha.
Okay.
Bye. Nice talking to you. I just have so much fun doing this show. I mean, I do it to help people, but it's really fun talking to people. And it's nice talking to people all over the country. I don't even know who's going to call in. It's like a fun surprise. And I'm going to the 323 area code. Oh, I don't think you're you're connected. What can we work on this evening?
Aloha, this is David. We talked a couple months ago. It was a great conversation, and I was actually listening to you this evening. I wasn't planning on calling in, but you were playing the Jesus card a lot, so I felt compelled to call in. I'm not a Christian, but I had an image of Jesus manifest in front of me. And tell me that I was forgiven, and I said, what, for what? And the image disappeared. So what the heck was, now this was a while back, but what the heck was up with that?
That's interesting. Yeah, I should be able to pick up on that for you. I have actually talked to a lot of people in the last couple of years who have been feeling like they're getting promptings from Christ, and I actually been talking to him all my life, and I was starting to get some real big promptings the last few years. So I'll tune into it for you. We're talking about the big Christ, the white light Christ, the one that's omnipresent, pure unconditional love. We're not talking about the little church Jesus, the one that's hanging on the cross. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the big one. This is what I'm getting. Is that was a manifestation coming from your soul, and then you'll always everybody's mind is going to interpret energy that's coming to them in the way that they will understand it. And I'm getting that message was coming from your soul, not exactly Jesus himself, but it was coming from Christ energy, which is all intelligent. It's the creative force of the our universe. So it was that energy that was coming in the form of words and a vision. So what was the forgiveness part about? Why would you need to be told that you're forgiven? That's what I'm trying to tune into right now. You're forgiven. What do you... I'm seeing something, and I don't know what it is. Maybe I don't have to mention it on air. Maybe it's just something you know. Is there something about yourself that you're critical or something? I'm not getting, like, you know, forgiven, like you stole something or like that. That's not what I'm getting. I'm having trouble figuring out what I'm getting. You're forgiven.
Well, I actually this was a long time ago, and I actually had a psychic once tell me, or a couple have alluded to it or danced around it, but one actually told me that I had been Judas. Now, I'm not even sure I believe in that whole story of the crucifixion and all that, but it was interesting because I hadn't told them about the whole Jesus, you're forgiven thing. So I'm not attached to this at all, but I figured if you were talking about Christ, I might as well call in and see what you had to say.
No, I love doing this stuff. To me, it's like when I have a question, I'm on the internet, I'm the mad Googler. I love getting answers. And so whenever something is posed to me, I'm like, now I really want to know what this is. So what I'm really getting, this is seriously what I'm getting, okay? It just didn't fit into what I was expecting. What I'm getting is that you've lived many lifetimes not in denial of your Christ presence. And in this lifetime, I'm kind of vaguely remembering talking to you. And in this lifetime, I remember it was that you were supposed to be open to your soul giving you information instead of looking on the outside. Right. Okay.
Bingo.
This is fitting, okay, because the pictures I'm getting, so now it's fitting. So this is interesting. There's a stubbornness in your earthly self that's really subconscious. It's super subconscious. And it's because when you really embrace your higher self and really let that flourish, you're going to feel so amazing when all the lights come on. And you're going to say, why didn't I do this sooner? You are fabulous. I think you're just, you know, your soul history, your intelligence, your will to do the spiritual climb, everything about you is so fabulous. So I don't want you to take that at all as to mean anything an insult or a, you know, a criticism or anything, but it's really the information that I get is very specific and it's very different than what other people are going to give you. That's how it always is for me.
Right.
But then I'm getting that the I forgive you is just you kind of hung on to this distancing yourself from your Christ self for lots of lifetimes. I'm getting. And that it was just coming to you, that presence was coming to you just to say, it's all good, just let go of that resistance now. And the Christ, like we were talking last call, it's the white light. And when I had my big, big opening initially, even though, like I said, I talked to Christ all my life, my big, big opening, I could hear him talk to me. I could ask a question before I went to bed, I'd get answers. And it was wisdom. It's impeccable wisdom. That's how you know it's the right vibration. But when I had my really big opening was in the early 90s and everything got lit up. I felt like I was being carried on the wings of angels. So when we open up to that energy, it's surprising to our human self how elevated and elated and blissful we can be when we open up to that energy. And it's just a matter of flipping a switch. And it's really opening up to love inside of your heart and really loving yourself. And that's what I'm getting for you on that. And I don't know if you want to, my show's about, they're giving me the warnings that the show is over, but if you wanted to get something after that information, is there anything? I appreciate you listening and calling back in. I like to see how people are moving along.
All in all, I'm doing pretty well. I enjoy listening to you, and I do listen to your show quite often. And I don't want to be greedy, so I talked to you a couple months ago. I wasn't going to call in, but then the Jesus thing, and I was like, okay, maybe this is a sign from Jesus. I should call.
Yeah, well, you're in the Christ vibration. You are, your soul.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons I put this show out is to attract the people who are in the Christ vibration. So that's why I'm not careful about using those words. Because anybody who's seriously scared about it has either had lifetimes or this lifetime where it's been tainted by other people, or they aren't part of the Christ vibration. Because there's different groups on the planet right now. And the battle right now is between the people that are in the Christ vibration and the people that are like alien species. They're trying to keep control of the planet, and we're kicking them out. So that's what I got, that you're with the Christ vibration.
So quick question. I reach out to people quite often, and people don't respond to me. And I'm not talking about just people at the grocery store or people at the driver's license agency. I'm talking about like spiritual people or people online or vendors on eBay or Etsy that I'm like trying to give money to. And I'm just wondering, like, is it me or is it just not the right time yet? I mean, because I just feel like I'm misfiring a lot still.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's, I totally got a really clear answer for you on that. And This is general with the Christ vibration right now, is that you have to align with that. I know exactly what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. Is we have to, the Christ vibration is being pushed. That's why Christ is appearing to a lot of people in the Christ vibration. You're being pushed to only align with that vibration and be led by that vibration. So what I do is, like I discussed with the last caller, is surround yourself with the white light, connect with the Christ part of yourself inside, understand that you are an ascended master in a physical body. At this time, you are the core of light inside of you is the Christ light, and you want to use your breath and use your intention to put that energy in you, around you, and put it out before you. And what it'll do is you want to ride that energy. Open up to it as much as you can. Open up more every day using your breath and your intention and ride that. And it's going to lead you. It leads you to everything, people, everything. And the last few years, I just kept hearing, you're not going anywhere without me. And it's absolutely true. And as soon as I get off of that train of energy, my life just stops. I can feel fine. I can be happy, but I just I always call it being invisible. Right. I don't get emails back. I don't, things go wrong, and that's why. Okay? I think you know what I'm saying. I really appreciate your call. I really, truly do. I'm glad you called in, and I thank everybody for calling. I'm glad you're listening to this show. Like I said, I moved it from Sunday to Thursday. I'm not going to do a show on Sunday anymore, although I've been doing that for so many years. And I just had to do it tonight because I'm too busy tomorrow. All right. It was nice to hear from you. And we'll hear from you as time goes on. Yeah, okay, aloha. Once again, a wonderful show. I appreciate my callers, and I will be here next week. Look for me on Wednesday or Thursday. I think Thursday. I'm not 100% sure. My life suddenly just got a little busier, and I'm going to have to, it's going to be a little tweaking before I nail down a really good time. And also, I'm trying to see how I'm reaching the people that I'm trying to reach to. So click on follow, please, and then you'll get notified when I set up a show. I think that's the best way to follow the show is to click on follow. Check out my books when you get a chance. They're all reasonably priced. Every single one of them is available as an ebook on all outlets. And sometimes I do book giveaways on the show. So tune in and ask your friends to listen. And we'll see you next time. Aloha.